Howdy, Grayson County. This is Marshall Tollison, your Ag and Natural Resource Extension agent. And today I have the privilege to interview Alicia Silva, and she is our office show rabbit expert. So, Alicia, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do at the Extension office and kind of how you know a lot about rabbits.
All right, sure, Marshall. So, I've been raising rabbits since 2006, I've been showing them since 2009. In 4-H in high school, I was actually, 2011, I was the state rabbit showmanship first place, and then the state breed ID first place in 2012. So, and then I've got my master's in agricultural science and my bachelor's in ag ed from A&M Commerce. So you can say I know a thing or two about rabbits. And then here at the Grayson County Extension office, I'm the 4-H program assistant.
Excellent. Very nice. So in your opinion, so that now that we know that you're an expert, what would you say are the top three show breeds of rabbits?
So there are actually 49 different breeds of rabbits recognized by the American Rabbit Breeders Association. The top meat breed, I'm going to say, is the Californian. That's the one you see that shows that's like all white, but with the dark colored feet and nose.
Okay.
Then probably the most popular breeding rabbit is, or you know, pet show rabbit basically, is the mini Rex. They're the ones with the like plush fur, very popular. And then I would guess the Holland Lop is right up there. And of course, this is different with depending on your state and area. There's different availability.
Holland Lop. That's kind of a funny word to say. What's the Holland Lop? What do they do?
The Holland Lop is the smallest breed of lop. They have the floppy ears. A lot of rabbits have erect ears. The Holland Lops have the floppy ears.
Cute floppy ears. Yeah. Okay, nice.
And probably an honorable mention, I'm going to throw Lionhead in there. They're a pretty new breed, but they have like, you've probably seen them. They look like they have a little lion's mane, and but they're not fully wool breed, so they're easier to groom. But that's an up and coming one.
So the top meat rabbit is the Californian.
Yes.
The top breeding rabbit you said was
Mini Rex.
Was the Mini Rex.
Mm-hmm. And then probably next most popular is the Holland Lop.
And what classification does the Holland Lop fall into?
It's also a breeding rabbit. So the rabbits, whenever you show them, they're broken up into either breeding rabbit or the market rabbit.
Right.
So, or if you have the meat rabbits that you're going to keep for breeding, you would enter them as a breeding rabbit.
Right. Okay. So. And then there's, you mentioned before we started recording, there was another kind of classification, like a wool or a hair.
That is just a different class altogether. So there's actually five different types of fur on the rabbits. The wool breeds, like the Lionhead, does have some wool on it, but the wool breeds are going to be a little more high-end because they have a lot more requirements for grooming. Right. And so really usually only specialty breeders raise those because they're more intense to raise, I suppose.
And can you show the wool breeds? Have their own class, or would you put them in breeding? How does that work?
Enter them as breeding rabbits usually. They, not all shows have like a fur or wool class. The ones that do, it's usually like an extra dollar on the entry. But most shows don't have that special class. You just enter them as a breeding rabbit, and then they show against others of their breed.
Okay, that makes sense. So, which breed would you recommend to someone who's just starting out showing, doesn't really know anything, just wants to show a rabbit, the best, we'll say, starter breed? What would you recommend?
Okay. I'm going to recommend the Dutch breed. It's not as popular as like the Mini Rex and the Holland Lop, so you don't have as much competition on the show table, so you're more likely to place well, but then also there's not going to be as many, just overwhelming number of rabbits and people showing at the same time. So for a starter, I think that's a good breed, and also because in that breed, it's easier for you to tell if it's show quality, because 50% of the points go to the markings, and that's something that someone who isn't experienced with rabbits can kind of see visually and like look up and look at pictures. So until they're ready to recognize the body type and different fur quality, I would recommend a Dutch is a pretty good starter breed. And it's a 4 or 5 pound rabbit. It's a smaller one, so it's a breeding rabbit, not necessarily a meat rabbit. So that's a good starter.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Okay, so now I want to talk about generally, how would you raise a show rabbit? How much space do you have to have? What do you need to buy? What are you going to feed them? Just kind of the basics of rabbit raising in general. What would you say?
If you're going to raise a show rabbit, well, first you got to find a reputable breeder, someone who's going to actually sell you a rabbit that you can show, because there's a lot of different disqualifications and requirements. So I would recommend you look up American Rabbit Breeders Association and kind of do a little research on your breed for selecting the right rabbit, so you know just what you're wanting to get. And then once you have it selected, as far as cage size, there's of course 49 breeds. You're going to have different sizes. For a 2-pound breed, the rule of thumb is 9 square inches per pound of body weight. So 2-pound breed, you're looking at foot and a half by foot and a half long or large size cage. Mm-hmm. Where if you're getting like a Flemish giant, which is 20 pounds, you're going to be looking at a 4-foot by 5-foot cage probably.
Wow.
So if you want an indoor rabbit, maybe go with a smaller one. If you're housing it outdoors, I mean, sky's the limit.
A smaller one like the mini Rex?
The mini Rex okay. is a 4.5-pound breed, yes. Mm-hmm. The Netherlands Dwarf is very popular as well. They get 2 pounds. They're the smallest recognized breed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some breeds are a little more, they have better dispositions, like the Britannia Petite is known for biting. And so do a little research and find the one that's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, so cage placement, I'm going to argue that's the most important part of first getting your rabbit, because rabbits are very heat sensitive. They naturally, they're nocturnal, so they would be underground in their burrow during the day naturally. So you want them in the shade. They're fine in the winter, just as long as they're dry and out of the wind. Like, you would be surprised, like, you go out there and they're loving it. It's freezing cold, so.
Right, well, they're covered in fur, so.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense to me, yeah.
Or if you house them indoors, you want to be aware that when you take them to a show, that temperature change could really be a danger for them if they're mm-hmm. used to the air conditioning and you take them out.
Right. So it's kind of like when you're getting a fish ready to go in your aquarium at home, you don't want to just shock them like that. You want to kind of
adjust that water.
Yeah. Okay.
So when you have, when you've decided whether you want it indoors or outdoors, you can, if you have an indoor cage, you don't want to use cedar shavings. That'll cause upper respiratory issues. So again, a little more research. Find out what's the best bedding to put under it, or they do have cages that have a drop pan that you can pull out underneath that are a little cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
For feed, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, it's, you know, go to a local feed supply store and get a 50-pound bag and put it in a plastic tub, and you'll have, you know, 6 months worth of food for your one rabbit for $12-$18.
Right.
So good way to save a little money there. A good 16% pellet, 16% protein alfalfa-based pellet is usually just simple, easy. Rabbits do need something to chew on, so I would give them just a stick or something, or a little board in their cage. And that's because rabbits' teeth grow about a half inch a month. They're gnawing animals.
Wow.
So you definitely want to give them something to wear those down.
Right.
So they can eat normally. And then they need access to water at all times. They won't eat if they don't have water.
And how long does the rabbit project normally go? Like when you buy it to when you first start showing it, how long do you normally have to keep that rabbit on feed?
And that depends on if you are going to get a meat rabbit. If you get a pen of meat rabbits and show them, and they're called friars, and you'll usually get a pen of 3 or 4 rabbits, and they're usually the Californian popular meat breed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow them out and then show them that one time, and then they usually go to sale afterwards. That's going to be your shorter project. They may only be with you 2 or 3 months, but if you want to keep the breeding rabbit and show it every year at the fair, then that could potentially go for the life of the rabbit, 8 to 12 years. So of course they're not going to be as good of body condition to show once they're older, but you know, mm-hmm. that's potentially how long it could go.
Okay, that's good to know. What about grooming? Do you have to groom the rabbit to get it ready for the show? What's the deal there?
So that depends, again, on the breed that you select. A lot of rabbits, they groom themselves like cats do. And
really?
So they keep themselves pretty clean generally. If you have a long-haired, like a wool breed, like one of the Angoras or the Lionheads, you're going to want to groom them at least couple times a week, probably, just to keep them from getting their fur matted. Of course, you can trim, if you're not taking them to a show, you can actually just trim their wool so they're short-haired and you don't have to do all the grooming. But going to a show, they do need to have their longer fur on them. And then just with the typical breeds, you can just use a like a cat or dog brush and just make sure they don't have any molted fur. Because rabbits do molt 3 or 4 times a year, and like a whole new coat of hair.
Okay.
Of course, they don't lose it all at once, but you know, you can tell when they're molting.
Right, right. And so you're saying that twice a week you need to be brushing out their hair. This isn't not...
For, if that's a long-wooled breed. If, right. If, for the shorter-haired breeds, I would say right before a show, like you don't even have to have a regular grooming session with them until you're coming up to a show, and then maybe just run a comb through their fur.
And would you need to trim their hair like you would a sheep or a goat or a pig even?
No, that's only if you do have an Angora breed, and that's after the show if you aren't going to go to another show. Because the long-haired breeds, if it is a breed with the wool, they want it to have that wool at the show.
Okay.
Because that's part of their what they stand for.
Right, that's part of the what the breed is judged on.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then our last point here, when you take the rabbit to the show, you've raised it, you've done everything, it's in good shape, how do you show that rabbit to the judge and make it look good? What are the things that the judges are looking for? And then maybe some just quick tips to make that rabbit look its best.
Okay, so rabbit shows are pretty interesting because they're one of the only animals that you just bring up to the cage and then the judge looks at it himself. You don't have to actually touch the rabbit once it's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different kinds of shows. There's a coop show where you will bring your rabbit, and that's like your county fairs. You'll bring your rabbit and it'll stay for 2 or 3 days in the coops that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the show time, you will carry your rabbit up and set it in front of the judge for them to look at. Then there's the other shows, they're usually like a day-long show. You'll bring your own rabbit and your own carrier, and it'll just be a day at the show. And then same thing, you'll take your rabbit up, set it in front of the judge, and then take it back when they're done. And you'll get your judging comments. You may be thinking more of, for rabbit showmanship, that's where you would kind of demonstrate, you would actually go and show them.
Right, okay, so yeah, tell me about the rabbit showmanship competition then.
Ah, so the rabbit showmanship, that is a fun one. It's a great way to demonstrate your knowledge of the rabbits. So in that aspect, and there's two kinds of showmanship as well. You would either, you would take your rabbit up, and of course you are basically presenting the rabbit to a judge, and they're judging you on how you handle the rabbit and what you know about the rabbit and the breed. And you'll basically do a health check. You'll look at the rabbit's eyes, and you're talking while you're doing this whole thing. You'll look at the rabbit's eyes and ears and feel over the body. You might make some comments on the fur quality and different things until you're, you know, then when you're done, the judge will give you your score sheet and that's it. And then the other kind, the judge may actually ask you to do things. He'll be like, okay, turn your rabbit over and show me its teeth, whereas versus the other kind, you would just kind of demonstrate those things and talk them through it as you're doing it.
So it's less of kind of like how you're holding the rabbit. It's more of just you demonstrating knowledge of your breed, yes, rabbits in general, your project. He'll probably ask you maybe about how much did you feed, what did you feed, why did you do that.
Yes, definitely. At the end, the judge will ask you 2 or 3 questions. Demonstrating that you can properly handle the rabbit is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
They have a certain way. It's kind of, I call it a football hold. It's a particular way that you hold the rabbit when you're going up to the table. You'll tuck its arm or its head under your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And pose it as correct for the breed, which there's 5 different body styles within the 49 breeds of rabbit. And so you have to know your breed and what it's supposed to be set up or posed as,
mm-hmm,
which it's always the front feet under the eyes and the back feet under the hips, no matter what body type you have.
Right. And so you can probably find those 5 different body styles and how they're supposed to be posed. Is that at American Rabbit Breeders Association?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Once you find your breed on there, it'll have the picture, basically, will be how the rabbit is supposed to be posed.
Right, okay.
So, and of course, you can ask your extension agents, too.
Yes, please. If you have any questions, come on down. And if we don't know the answer, we'll figure it out. Well, Alicia, thank you for taking time out of your day to come be on the podcast and talk about rabbits. I know that's something that you're passionate about, and I think everyone who hears this podcast will be able to tell that fairly easily. So,
well, thank you for having me, Marshall. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming on and sharing your knowledge with us.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
If you're interested in showing rabbits or just raising them in general, stop by the Courthouse Annex and come see us. Also, keep checking into the podcast for episodes on other topics you want to know more about. Thanks for listening.